Let's try again. Let's see if we have him. Joe Mayon with Minneapolis Fed joining us here on AOA. Joe, can you hear us now?
Yes, I can.
Perfect. Good to have you back on the show, sir. Sorry about the technical issues there a little bit. Give us just kind of a quick overview. I was just mentioning a little bit about this first quarter ag credit survey, and it looks like spending and incomes continuing a bit of their downward trend in the 9th District. Can you give us some of the overall headlines?
That's right. And thanks for having me on before I go any further. Yeah, we got our reading of credit conditions in the first quarter at the beginning of this month. We just released that earlier this week. And the income picture is kind of no surprise probably to your listeners. We saw a continued downward movement in incomes, also downward movement in capital spending by farm households in our 9th Federal Reserve District. The bigger surprising change was we actually saw flat household spending by farm households. If you think about purchases of things like vehicles and consumer items, that was approximately flat. About two-thirds of the lenders we surveyed told us that there was no change in that, and then equal shares of them telling us that it increased versus decreased in the first quarter of this year relative to the first quarter of 2025. And that was a little surprising because even as things have been tight over the last couple of years, household spending by farms has continued to increase quarter over quarter in this survey. And so that's a noteworthy change.
I wonder as well, interest rates. I've seen talk about those starting to tick back up a little bit and thinking along the lines of loan demand. I'm sure that might be increasing a bit as well. So, I mean, those two factors combined, I have to think that's going to be another issue for producers here as we look through the rest of the year, potentially. Was that something you saw in the first quarter, Joe?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That is what we found in our survey. And let me start with the loan demand picture. We did see an increase in loan demand in the first quarter relative to a year earlier. Just about half of the lenders we surveyed told us that increase, actually 46%, compared with only 13% that loan demand said that loan demand went down on a year-over-year basis. And again, if you didn't know anything else about the sector other than what interest rates were doing, you might be surprised by that because we did see a slight uptick in some of the interest rates on a quarterly basis, both for operating and machinery loans and then on a fixed and variable basis. It kind of moved sideways. It was a very slight movement up, but more noteworthy in that it's a reversal of the trend that we've seen over the last couple of years as those ag interest rates have trundled down, kind of following along with a loosening of monetary policy. So to see that kind of move sideways in the last quarter was a little bit surprising.
We're talking with Joe Mayon for the Minneapolis Fed, and I think about the loan demand as well, and there's been so much chatter about concern amongst lenders, especially in rural communities, about liquidity on the farm and farmers maybe overextending themselves, over leveraging themselves, et cetera.
Yeah.
Maybe they're asking for a little more collateral for loans, potentially things of that nature. Is that something that from your position there at the Fed, are you hearing that from lenders? Is that a concern that there's, potential with that in terms of, loan demand and more and just overextending folks, their operations, et cetera, Joe?
So, yeah, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, I'll just kind of tick down the list. One of the things that we saw was that reported late rates of repayment on agricultural loans were down, according to about half of the lenders in the district. I always like to sort of caution not to overinterpret that as anything like a decrease, like an increase in delinquency or default or anything like that. You could think of that as just being a slowing and maybe some of the prepayment or early payment that had been going on. But about half of them said loan repayment rates were down. I think more noteworthy, and you said it, the collateral requirements were up across our region. For the district as a whole, about a 1 in 4 lenders said that they increased the amount of collateral required on ag loans compared to the just 3 months ago. And that's pretty noteworthy. We don't usually see a lot of change in that. It's been that percentage has been ticking up over the recent quarters. And then in some of the states, it was higher than 30%. So pretty noteworthy that those lenders, as you mentioned, I think because they're concerned about some of the liquidity, are requiring more collateral. The one thing that I'll mention as kind of a sort of a countervailing fact on this is that some of the measures of leverage, at least in the sense of debt relative to assets or equity that are available from the USDA, those aren't alarmingly high right now. And so even though we know incomes are down and working capital has been worked down, the farmers are still in a relatively good position in that they didn't over-leverage themselves going into this down cycle, I think.
I wonder about land values and cash rents as well. I know that's another piece of the puzzle that you look at each quarter at the Minneapolis Fed, and we know that varies by state, by region, et cetera. Yeah. Any big thoughts or notes when you looked at land values and cash rents in the first quarter, Joe?
Yeah, so land values, as your listeners I'm sure know, have been trending up in our region for the last few years. So it was pretty noteworthy when we did our first quarter survey and we saw actually that there was overall a tick down in land values just slightly across our region. So on a sort of a comparable basis, what the same group of lenders told us an acre of land was going for a year ago versus what it's going for right now was down about 0.7% for non-irrigated farmland across our region as a whole. And as you mentioned, it does vary by state quite a bit. So I actually saw an increase, a growth in land values in South Dakota still went up by more than 4%. But in Minnesota and North Dakota, land values went down 3.4% in Minnesota, 1.5% in North Dakota. So that's pretty noteworthy because we've seen a few years in a row of growth in land values after they kind of plateaued a little bit during the last downturn in ag. And cash rents, as you mentioned, those are down too. That's not necessarily news. That's been the case for a couple of years. But those were down 2% across our region as well.
What about, we got a couple minutes left here, any bright spots that came out of the first quarter survey, Joe?
Yeah, it's always interesting to look into the survey, the individual responses, and see what comments people offered. And a lot of them noted that one source of strength, and this is across our region, has been from the cattle sector. Livestock, more generally, we actually had some positive comments on dairy from Wisconsin as well. Seeing a little bit of an improvement in the dairy picture there, but overwhelmingly the big story is that we all know that beef prices are up at the grocery store, and that's also translating to higher prices for cattle. And you can see that if you look at some of the USDA data on cattle prices. But we did hear from some of the lenders those producers, even crop producers who were diversified into cattle or other kinds of livestock and animal products, are holding up a little bit better. It's the ones who are really concentrated in row crops who are struggling the most right now. So that is one bright spot I'll point to. And the other thing that a number of lenders offered is that the some of the USDA support programs, in particular the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program and insurance programs as well, have been very helpful at this time that cash is tighter.
Well, we are up against the clock. We're going to share a link to the first quarter results from the Minneapolis Fed on our website, agricultureofamerica.com. With that, Regional Outreach Director for the Minneapolis Federal Reserve, Joe Mayon, always good to talk with you, sir, on AOA.
Yes,
thanks so much for joining us. We'll look forward to talking again real soon.
Always happy to join you. Thanks, Jesse.